Welcome to Trends Podcast, a collaboration between the Community Foundation of Boulder County and KGNU Community Radio. I am Rosanna Longo. This monthly series explores the changes happening throughout Boulder County through the experiences of community members, especially those on the margins. We aim to shed light on community challenges, solutions, and pathways for the county and the country.
You become a very solitary individual, and that makes you depressed, sad, lonely, and more important, you wonder what it is you're doing in your old age. Why are you still around?
That's Barbara Steinmetz.
And I am what I call an old lady who lives here in Boulder, Colorado. I'm almost 83 years old.
Barbara became aware of the danger of becoming an isolated senior when she began to lose her hearing.
So one of the things that happens as you age is your body also ages, which you have a lot of physical challenges. And one of them is that people fall and they break bones. They start losing their hearing or their vision, and they have to cope with some of these really difficult issues. A number of years ago, my husband was getting cancer treatment, and there was a big sign at the hospital, and it said, free hearing test. So I immediately went, and I had my hearing tested, and I found that I had a severe hearing problem. And I spoke with the otolaryngologist, and I said, well, you know, I've been getting along just fine without hearing aids. You know, I just wanted the information. I wasn't planning on doing anything. And I was told that if you don't do anything, what will happen is you will lose your cognitive skills. You will lose your brain's ability to take in information. And in addition to that, you'll experience social isolation.
Social isolation is a major problem for seniors. 11 million people age 65 and older live alone. In fact, as people age, their likelihood of living alone increases. Children grow up and move away. Sometimes a spouse or partner dies. Living alone does not necessarily mean you are isolated, but for seniors, it puts you at a greater risk. And that is a big concern, says Dr. Naomi Rusk, a neuropsychologist.
In all of psychology and neurology journals and social psychology journals, you'll see that isolation is one of the main causes of health problems and premature death.
A recent survey by the Boulder County Area Agency on Aging showed that 31% of older adults reported feeling lonely or isolated. And this should concern us all, says Dr. Rusk.
One study says that loneliness is just about as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day, which I actually thought was pretty interesting. Just as dangerous as smoking 16 cigarettes a day. That gives us a context of the impact upon loneliness on actually our physical health. So loneliness can affect all of these different systems in the body. Heart health, cardiovascular health, mental health, depression, and anxiety. It can exacerbate any mental illness we have. Being alone and isolated, just imagine you're alone with your own thoughts. You're alone with your own fears. You know, you're not reaching out and you're not being reached into either. It exacerbates mental illness. It causes and it also perpetuates alcoholism and drug abuse. It affects our immune system. Could you imagine? These are all systems affected by loneliness. So it turns out that loneliness isn't just about whether or not you're with people, because like you and I, we've all had that feeling of, if you're at a party, you could feel very alone. Mm-hmm. So loneliness also has to do with not just how many people are around us, but how connected we feel when we're with people.
Giving seniors an opportunity to feel connected to others is a significant way to help them combat loneliness.
On your chin, Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin. That's where the food.
This is a group of seniors
in.
Who gather together regularly for circle talk.
And one little boy said, "That's a mistake. It slips in here, not over here." And I cracked
this
up.
This is a group,
you know,
that allows seniors to share meaningful conversations and connection, says Deveres Covran, an advocate for seniors and founder of Circle Talk.
It's a structure for people to connect with each other and feel a sense of belonging and what we call high engagement. And high engagement is different than just sitting and having a meal with a group of people. It actually is defined as having an opportunity to reveal and explore parts of yourself through your own story in a structured way, and then listen to other people's stories. So we introduce really engaging themes that are what we call universal life themes in a small circle of people. And a facilitator leads that discussion. And in that discussion, all kinds of things come out about a person's humanity and about a person's preferences and life experiences and things they've loved and people who have loved them. The level of conversation just deepens immediately because we've made it a safe and comfortable setting for people to interact.
Ruth Basis shares a story about her granddaughter.
My granddaughter, when she was in kindergarten, used to, every time they did something, she said, "My grandma knows a song about that," and I'd have to come and sing the song.
You've got a song for every occasion.
Well, wasn't there a comedian who did that?
I don't know.
You yell out it.
Deveres Covran started the program 10 years ago, and she sees a growing need.
So we get feedback from Boulder Community Health will call us and say, we get a lot of older adults that walk in the door seeking, that are aging in place, living by themselves, coming in saying that they're depressed and they need counseling. And we're interested in Circle Talk as a group format to, because what we really believe is that these people walking through the doors of the satellite clinics are seeking connection and belonging. And so that's a good example of how to kind of float everybody's boat higher by creating a group format rather than just delivering one-on-one therapy to a person. Really creating a structure for people to engage with each other in a very deep and authentic way so they feel like they've got new relationships. They can make new relationships and they're not alone in the world.
Transportation is a crucial part of the puzzle. While many seniors still drive, physical and visual impairments can stop many others from getting behind the wheel. And if seniors cannot leave the house, they run the risk of being further isolated. That's where organizations like BIA come in.
Hi, I'm Dave with BIA.
BIA provides transportation services and resources to older adults and people with disabilities, anybody living in any sort of mobility limitation.
Kind of a shared ride service.
Let me know if you need help with the bell.
No!
And I'll call dispatch and tell them they've moved back.
They've moved back!
One of the regular passengers, Diane Ferguson, relies on this service to get to her different appointments.
Okay.
I have worked and gone all my life.
Yes, FI has moved.
And driven a car and been very active in my life. So, I will remain active. I feel for people that don't want to or can't get out, but VIA takes you any and everywhere. I have a cat, and my son, 32 years old, lives with me. They have taken me everywhere. I'm 70 years old, and I'm very grateful that they have taken me a lot of places in and around Boulder, and I'm glad I didn't have to isolate.
Joyce Bowen is another passenger using VIA today.
I think why I get so irritated about all this is I love to be in control and drive myself. And about 3 months ago, something hit my eyes, and for about a month I was blind. And I think they called it a hemorrhage in the eyes. And so I work out twice a week, or did. And so I had to find some way to get over there. And so I've been trying different things. This is a very good price-wise. In fact, I told them to raise the price would be still, but I mean, I get this, I have a trainer, and it's not like I can just go in and start working out or leave. I pay big money for a trainer. So I want to be there kind of on time and then leave. And of course, since this is nonprofit, it's a little different. They need to pick up as many people as they can, as efficient as they can. Whereas some of the other higher priced, they're more efficient, but of course that comes with more money they get. So I don't know what the answer is. I guess the answer for me is just realize I'm not in control. And maybe in another month I'll be able to see, and then I can get back on driving myself.
Joyce has lived in Boulder for 60 years and has deep roots in the community, roots that she doesn't want to lose just because she is having challenges with mobility.
I taught school for 30 years. I taught mathematics. And before that, I was a geophysicist. And so I've always kind of been in control of where I work and what I do until I guess everybody, as they grow older, even you may have problems of some sort, so I don't know. And I did a lot of volunteer work, but I can't get around, so that's out. So I have to completely rethink my life and what I'm going to do. But I have to work out, because if I don't work out, I may just get to be somebody that just sits around and does nothing. And I don't want to do that.
Have fun, ladies, with your good driver.
Yes.
My name is Lindsay Morse, and I'm the communications manager at VIA. People really need a sense of community. And that's so, so important. And it's something that I think in general, as a whole in society, is kind of diminishing. So people who are used to it, who may have had friends really close to them and easy access to drive to different social engagements, or let's say an older couple who still lives in Boulder, but their family has all moved away. They don't have the same social engagements that they were used to when they were in their younger years. So having a way to get to and from social engagements that they still want to participate in can be one of the biggest hurdles for folks. So we want to make sure that we can provide transportation, not just to those essential medical appointments to get people to work. We want to be able to provide services to folks to just experience quality of life activities, whether that's a trip to the library or to go play bingo with friends or to go to church. Unfortunately, the need in Boulder County is so much greater than the capacity that we have to provide the services that we provide. We provide about 100,000 trips a year, And that doesn't scratch the surface of the need, realistically.
Moore says that it is not just transportation. It's about opening up clients to a new social life.
There's a story that we often use, actually, of one of our clients who, when she first started using VIA, she was actually quite hesitant to start using VIA because she didn't like to think of herself as needy in any way and didn't want to use a resource that wasn't for her. And I think she was also nervous of the socializing aspect because it had been such a long time since she'd been engaging and socializing with folks. She ended up signing up for the service and using it. And the quote that we have from her that we love to use is, she found a little community on the bus that she didn't really know she needed, but once she found it, even the simple act of riding the bus with other folks, and she may have been going to the grocery store or the doctor's and not to a social activity, but socializing with the other people on the bus and the driver became a huge part of her week. And it really meant a lot to her. And I know that that's true for many folks who use VIA.
Having a social connection to other people and a sense of belonging in a community makes a huge difference to the quality of life of seniors. Here at Presbyterian Manor, an independent living facility, resident Eve Booth, a former social worker who is almost 80, appreciates the downtown location. It gives her an opportunity to get out into the community.
There's something about the stimulation to just, we can go to the post office or walk the mall or go to the library or the park. I volunteer with Mental Health Partners at the West Senior Center with a women's group. And I'm real clear I do it for myself because, I mean, hopefully the people who are partake of that group find some benefit, but I need the professional contact. I need the support, and I get some of it by giving it out.
Volunteering gives Eve a sense of purpose. It's the same for her neighbor, Margarita Delgado, who volunteers with the Area Agency on Aging. Margarita appreciates the opportunity to be social here at the Presbyterian Manor, but also the opportunities to be private.
Some people are very social and they like to sit down in the coffee table and read the paper together and laugh together and talk about the problems or whatever. But other people rather be in their own apartment and nobody disturb them. We are respectful of privacy, 100%. We're not intrusive. I don't like to be knocking doors all day to see what people are cooking or doing or not. What we call chisme in Espanol no existe aquí. So, no, really.
Margarita is originally from Puerto Rico and relocated to Boulder because her daughter lives here. She provides advice to the AAA in Boulder County on how to reach the older Latinx community, as she has observed another factor that is causing seniors to be isolated.
I have always thought that in a way, because we are in an English-speaking country, we feel sometimes more isolated than the people who speak English from birth. The people who come from Latin America, in general, are either educated or people who are very capable and very easy to get, you know, into making friends, because we in Latin America really live in a friendly way. But the language can be a big problem. Some people are shy to talk in English because they don't think they can do it. Other people feel ashamed that they cannot do as well as everybody else. So, since that's the case, voy a hablar en español. A mí me encanta conocer gente, no importa de qué, de dónde vienen, ni de cómo se ven, ni cómo hablan. A mí lo que me gusta es, la gente es gente de donde quiera que venga. Pero la gente que viene con problemas de lenguaje tiene más definitivamente como que se siente menos parte de la comunidad.
Nina Christensen, the Bilingual Wellness Outreach Coordinator for Boulder County Area Agency on Aging, says that there are services available for non-English speaking seniors.
Within the county, I am focusing on our Spanish-speaking older adults and trying to spread the word about all of the benefits and services that we offer. One of my main focuses is teaching self-management chronic conditions classes to help those with chronic conditions with things like eating better, getting more physical activity, managing stress, how to speak with your doctors and your family members, and pretty much everything that comes with having a chronic condition.
Nina Christensen is also aware of the issues of isolation amongst seniors in the Latinx community.
I mean, as humans, we're social beings. We crave that connection. We need to have someone that we feel understands us, loves us unconditionally. So it's really important. I feel that if you don't have that, it's really hard to work on the other things. It's really hard to work on eating well, taking care of yourself. So being connected socially is going to be one of the most important things you can do.
Maria Esther Peña is one of the Spanish-speaking seniors that is heeding the advice. She takes the balance, strength, and flexibility class at the West Senior Center.
Comencemos con un estiramiento suave de los músculos del cuello. Siéntese derecho sosteniendo su abdomen. Ponga una mano sobre la
barbilla. Mira, yo creo que la clase que yo tomo es precisamente de lo que necesitamos las personas mayores. Yo soy una persona mayor y la gente, aunque no me ve, me ha de oír la voz, ¿verdad?
María Esther is afraid of falling, a common fear among elders. She practices yoga every day, but she notices that balance is something that she needs to work on.
La fuerza, pues, le doy a las pesas y todo lo que tú quieras, pero pues también siento que no son las mismas. Y pues la flexibilidad, sí, eso sí, como que todavía puedo hacer las posturas de yoga porque yo practico yoga en la noche. Entonces, ahí no hay bronca.
María Esther is from Mexico City and came to Boulder after she retired to be with her son and grandson. She would like that more Latinos will take the class.
Que todo mundo, los latinos, la tomaran, porque a todo mundo le hace falta. Pero yo no sé a qué se deba, es falta de costumbre, les da miedo salir, porque como que, bueno.
And she reflects that the elders Latinos living in Boulder do not take advantage of the programs that the city offers.
Yo vine aquí ya pensionada, entonces no trabajé aquí. Ellos dedicaron su vida, se vinieron muy jóvenes a trabajar. Entonces, el día que dejaron de trabajar, pues yo creo que tal vez tengan ganas de descansar, yo no sé, y ya no quieran saber más.
Back in Mexico City, where she is from, there are many activities for retired elders.
Pero en México, por ejemplo, hay muchas actividades para los jubilados, pero cantidad, en todos lados, por parte del gobierno federal, del gobierno del estado, por parte de la ciudad, por parte de las universidades. Entonces, diario, tú quieres ir a alguna actividad, tú siempre la vas a encontrar. Cultural, física, y además, pues, hablamos el mismo idioma, tenemos el mismo carácter, ya ves que somos más comunicativos, no solamente con la boca, con las manos.
Maybe the hardworking Latinos that come here to work so hard are so tired when they are done working that do not feel they have the strength to do anything anymore.
Y aquí como que la gente, bueno, los latinos, no hablo de los otros porque no los conozco, no conozco cómo viven, pues a eso me refiero. Ellos terminan de trabajar y pareciera ser que dicen ya mi función en esta vida acabó. Y qué tremendo, porque así nos deterioramos mucho más rápido.
The class is taught only in English. María Esther says that the teacher is really good and she benefits even with the language barriers.
My name is Linda Manchester, and I've worked with the city of Boulder off and on for about 20 years with mainly the senior population. I found it the most rewarding job of my life, and I've had plenty of variety in my life. And I was motivated to teach seniors starting with my mother and my own personal experience of her moving to Boulder from a small town she lived in for 75, 80 years. She met friends in the class. My class members have been in my classes, some of them at least 10 years. So they have become friends and social partners. They go out to lunch. They encourage support to come to the exercise classes. And then what they really love to do, and maybe sometimes more so, is go to lunch at our cafe here.
While the class concentrates on physical strength and balance, Linda Manchester says it also provides vital social content.
I had a student a while ago who had been isolated for quite some time and was led by the resources department to my class. And she has remained in the class for probably at least 5 years and has found great community in the class, both coming to the exercise class and getting more confidence in her movement, self-awareness through breath techniques that are taught, balance techniques that are taught, and she finds that she can walk on the sidewalk a lot easier and even in the dark, because we do practice some of our balance techniques always around a chair for confidence, but even with their eyes closed, so that if they were in the dark, they have the neuromuscular connection where they have at least practiced it before. So they have some experience and feel a little more secure doing some of those things.
There are many classes and services available to help seniors in our community. With our aging population, the need will only increase.
Last night on 60 Minutes, one of their segments was the guy used to be Prime Minister of
Back Britain, at the Circles program, which is happening at Golden West, another senior living facility, seniors share so meaningful conversations and experiences.
Together with Sesame Street. And so in the Middle East, they are making puppets that reflect.
The benefits are clear, says Cherry Pepper Gisi, one of the participants.
But there's a lot of depth to this group. There's a lot of depth to this group. And I think that helps just being with them and hearing what they have to say about our topics and that kind of thing. It's been very helpful.
For KGNU and Trends Podcast, I am Rosana Longo.